Israel is planning to establish a team to find and deport the activists of the anti-Israel boycott, divestment and sanctions movement. Tel Aviv is also seeking to bar the entry of these activists. BDS movement's goal is to bring an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories. Turkey's president calls for a reinstatement of capital punishment for those involved in the mid-July coup attempt. Recep Tayyip Erdogan added that he will approve the death penalty if parliament votes for it. He once again accused US-based opposition figure Fethullah Gulen of masterminding the failed coup. At least 12 people, including women and kids, have been killed as Saudi fighter jets bombed the Yemeni city of Nahim in Sana'a province. Meanwhile, Yemeni fighters launched a retaliatory rocket attack on a Saudi military base in the kingdom's Jizan region. At least 4 Saudi troops were killed in the attack. Iraqi media say Daesh commander, identified as Mohammed Nassif al-Hosh, has been killed west of the country's northern city of Kirkuk. Local sources say he was killed after an explosive device attached to his car was exploded. Iraq is battling to eradicate the terrorist group from its soil. Iran's president is in the Republic of Azerbaijan on a 2-day official visit. Hassan Rouhani is set to attend a trilateral meeting with his Russian and Azeri counterparts. Rouhani's talks with Vladimir Putin and Ilham Aliyev will focus on boosting business and trade ties between the three nations. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel says that terrorism is the lead motivation behind a machete attack that wounded 2 police women in the city of Charleroi. Police have also opened a terror probe into the attack. The assailant was fatally shot. Daesh claimed responsibility for the attack. The UK has opened criminal investigations into fraud, bribery, and corruption allegations in connection with sale of commercial planes by aircraft manufacturing giant Airbus. Britain's Serious Fraud Office said the allegations are related to irregularities with third-party consultants. The UK's Export Credit Agency has suspended financing Airbus after the disclosure. Mexican officials say landslides triggered by the remnants of Tropical Storm Earl have killed at least 38 people in the country. A total of 28 died in central Puebla state as landslides buried several houses. The other 10 died in similar circumstances in the eastern state of Veracruz.